we're looking at spatial composition one, Katarzyna Kobro, who was a constructivist, suprematist. She defined her own kind of path, and I became very, very interested in her. And in fact, it was in studying her work that I was able to find a way to move forward in my own work, and I took a lot of her ideas and applied it to painting. It's a funny kind of an object because it seems at once gigantic and then also very small in a way. It has a kind of sense that it's almost a model for something. That in itself is very beautiful to me, that it's a sculpture that's a kind of idea of something that's very expansive. Most of Kobro's work, a lot of it was destroyed in World War II. What was saved at great risk, and it's actually a miracle that we have these works here today. The revolutionary thing about Kobro was that her idea was that sculpture was not a bounded object anymore. These sculptures can't really be looked at like ordinary sculptures on a pedestal because, in a sense, they're more about possibilities and ideas about how space and time, literally, could be organized in a way that would work for mankind and the betterment of society. And so, in one way, they're architectural, but in another, they're literally thinking about empty space around them. And she does this through math, basically, through thinking through Fibonacci, the Fibonacci series, and through the golden section. The divisions, or where things end and start, all have a mathematic system in them. What I really loved about her work was this idea that it's not the object so much itself, but the idea of the person moving around in through the art objects. I guess I began to think of paintings as also things you move around. I also just, her life was so unbelievably tragic and difficult, and just to read about it, you can't help but be stunned at what she survived and the strength of this, the work she made under those circumstances. For her to have these kind of revelations and insights and utopic hopes, I would say, it took a kind of very intense character that was, I can tell by her writing, very difficult and eccentric, actually. Well, I love this quote by her, which shows her kind of warrior instinct to have produced this work, but she writes, quote, "A solid is a lie about the essence of sculpture. It closes up sculpture and separates it from space. It exists for itself, and it treats its interior space as something completely different from the exterior space. The solid is just a pretty tale from the past."